Hi, this is Helena Hart, and welcome to Attract the Man You Want. I'm here to help you attract the right kind of man into your life, whether it's the man you're interested in, the man you're already with, or someone you're about to meet. As a certified life and relationship coach with a master's degree in psychology and a master coach teacher for Rory Ray, I understand the challenges of balancing the masculine energies I use in work with the feminine energies necessary for success in dating and relationships. Many years ago, before I turned my own love life around, I was investing all of my time and energy into one unavailable man after another, in what always turned out to be one dead-end relationship after another. Before I turned everything around, I wasn't interested in the men who wanted to give me everything I ever dreamed of, love, affection, loyalty, and commitment. While the men I really wanted never took the relationship to the next level and always left me heartbroken and even more hopeless and distrustful of men. I had to uncover my relationship patterns and deep fear of intimacy in order to figure out what I was doing that was blocking love and great men from coming towards me. When I did this, I was able to heal myself and turn things around very quickly and in a way that was actually fun. Once I started using the same tools I'll be teaching you, I was able to go from feeling anxious and insecure in relationships and totally hopeless when it came to love to feeling completely relaxed, confident, and secure. I started attracting all kinds of amazing men who were willing and able to have the real relationship I was looking for. I was surprised to find that I simply became bored with the men who couldn't step up and do the job in a relationship, the very same men I'd been pining after before. I began attracting and being attracted to the type of men who would do anything to be with me and move the relationship forward all on their own. Love is all around us, and even though we say we'd give anything to have it, most of us are constantly and unconsciously pushing it away. No matter how much we think we know about men and relationships, we're all held back in love by our past training. We all have specific systems in place that chain us to our old patterns and old results. I want to help you take away all the things that are blocking love from coming towards you and then give you the tools that will magnetize men to you and make it so they can't get enough of you. What many women don't realize is the length to which a man is going to go for you depends on how much attraction he feels for you. For a man, even deeper things like emotional connection and intimacy depend on the level of attraction he feels for a woman, and this is not the kind of attraction that's based on physical appearance. As everyone knows, and I'm sure you've already experienced, physical attraction will only get you so far with a man. Your looks may be what first gets a man's attention, but it's not what ultimately inspires his love, attention, affection, and commitment. The kind of deep attraction I'm talking about has to do with your energy and your vibe. It has to do with uncovering who you really are. That's what's going to attract the right man for you. One of the best ways to attract the man you want or the man you're already with is to make sure you're in your feminine energy when you're with him. That's why understanding the difference between masculine and feminine energy is crucial. Masculine energy is all about doing, thinking, planning, scheduling, and making decisions. And believe it or not, giving and nurturing are also masculine traits because they're about doing. Most women today are working. They have careers or their own businesses, and they also may be raising kids. You're likely juggling a lot in your life, and in order to do that, you have to use your masculine energy. And that's not a bad thing at all. Being in your masculine energy is fantastic anytime you need to figure something out or get something done. The problem happens when women use their masculine energy to try to make something happen in dating and relationships, or they're unable to decipher whether they're communicating from their masculine or feminine energy. So feminine energy is all about being, receiving, allowing, experiencing, and expressing. This work is not about squashing down your masculine energy. It's actually about ramping up both your masculine and feminine energies. You want to use your masculine energy in work and in life, and then be in your feminine energy when you're with a man. Most relationships or dating situations start out with the man feeling a strong attraction to the woman. But when a woman doesn't understand what's really attractive to men, she tends to give to men what's most important to her. For example, when a woman gets sick, she might like it when someone takes care of her. But her man might like to be left alone when he's not feeling well. So if she's sick and the man leaves her alone, he thinks he's giving her the space that he would want, but she may be left feeling uncared for. Or when the man is sick, she might be doting on him because that's what she would want him to do. But that might come across as smothering to him and end up pushing him away in that moment. She may think she's being a great partner and highly attractive when she does things like this, and then she feels confused, angry, or resentful when she doesn't get the response she was hoping for. I see this happen over and over again in my clients, and I was doing this myself before I turned my love life around. Without the understanding of the way this kind of deep attraction works, many women say or do things that they think are going to attract a man, but it ends up making them less attractive and pushes him away. Some of these things are so ingrained in us, and we give to men what we would like, and then we wonder why we don't get the response we were hoping for. That's the challenge of dating and relationships, and it's the benefit as well, because when we understand more about how attraction works, you can also feel how much men adore you and want to be there for you, rather than misinterpreting their behaviors as though you're not important to them. Once you learn a new way to be around men, it will transform your love life and the way you relate to all men in general. This isn't about strategy or manipulation at all. It's really the way we were set up to be. Learning about your feminine energy and how to use it to be the most attractive version of yourself is very powerful. Another thing that can hold us back in love is that we all walk around with our experiences, which can sometimes include a lot of negative thoughts and beliefs about men. These negative thoughts and beliefs can be held in both our conscious and unconscious mind, and they often stem from how we were raised or from experiences we've had that have brought us to this point. When we walk around with those negative beliefs, we don't have our full self present, and we're often pushing men away without even realizing it. So if you're irritated, frustrated, hurt, or angry with your man, or with all men in general, you may not feel like making a change in yourself. But if you can get out from under that, you have the possibility of reattracting your man, reconnecting your relationship, or drawing in an amazing new man you never thought you could meet. When you start to make these small shifts, the response that you get will be huge. For the purposes of this book, when I use the word relationship, I'm referring to any man who's right in front of you in that moment. So if a man is standing right in front of you, in that moment you're relating to him. This could be the man you've been with for years, a man you just started dating, a male friend, or the man you're just meeting for the first time. These tools work wonders if you're in a relationship, as well as if you're single. In fact, if you can get these down before you get into a relationship, that's going to give you a major advantage because you can start building attraction with a man from the first moment you meet him, rather than having to go back and undo the damage that's already been done. That's why it's important to practice these tools with every man you come into contact with, even if you're not attracted to him. This will help you build that muscle and make it much easier to build attraction and connect with a man when you're with someone you are interested in. So that brings us to attraction killers and attraction builders. Attraction killers are things women often don't realize they're doing, but they end up pushing love and great men away by decreasing a man's attraction to you. And they can be very damaging to a relationship. The damage may happen slowly over a period of time, and it causes a man to pull away. When we do these things out of habit or out of lack of information, or sometimes our parents modeled it for us and we learned it that way, it decreases a man's level of attraction. Attraction builders magnetize men to you and make it so they can't get enough of you. And they help you build intimacy with a man every moment you're with him. If you're in a relationship, they allow you to safely connect with each other in a way that brings him closer. They help you end recurring conflicts so that you can stop repeating old destructive relationship patterns and finally move ahead toward the life you want together. Attraction builders help you work with each other's differences rather than against them, so that both of you can be yourself with each other and live an authentic life together, so that you don't need to change or manipulate a man in order to get what you want in your love life. So attraction killer number one is thinking of a man as the prize. If you're looking for advice on how to attract the man you want, you're likely putting him on a pedestal in your mind. We've all done this at some point because somewhere inside of us, we want to be starstruck by a man. We want him to be gorgeous and powerful and have all sorts of other external qualities that end up creating a feeling of longing in us. What you want instead is to be with a man with the internal qualities that create loving. So I want to switch your perception around on this entirely. The reality is, being starstruck by a man is never going to work for you. Even if you did manage to land a man like this, putting a man on a pedestal and constantly trying to prove yourself to him or win his love is going to end up being a miserable life for you. If you're feeling compelled to go after a man, you're in your masculine energy, and what you want to do is the opposite of go after him. You want to lean back and inspire him to pursue you. That's what will build a deep attraction with a man, since men value what they have to work for, just like we do. Attraction builder number one is thinking of yourself as the prize. So what you really want is for this man and every man to be starstruck by you. In fact, the key to inspiring a man's masculine need to pursue you and win you over is knowing that you're a prize that needs to be won. Knowing that you're a prize involves adopting the attitude that you're just the greatest thing since sliced bread and that you could have any man you wanted. This is a very different feeling and vibe than trying to impress a man or convince him that you're a great catch. When you really know and understand how amazing you are, the way you behave and the way you speak starts to work differently. Your vibe organically starts to change. For example, if deep down you know you're a prize, you're not going to tolerate bad treatment. You'd instinctively feel turned off if a man wasn't treating you well. You wouldn't want to waste your time on a man who's interested in other women or unsure of his feelings for you. The most important thing about this is you want this feeling that you know you're a prize to be on the inside, not on the outside like a wall you build up around yourself. You don't want to just walk up to a guy and say, "I'm a prize, you need to treat me like a queen, here's my list of requirements." A woman who really knows she's a prize wouldn't need to say that. Anything you do or say to try to get him to realize you're a prize is going to backfire on you. Instead, you want to watch what he does and see how that makes you feel. So if he's treating you fantastically and he contacts you regularly and keeps asking you out, he's doing what he's supposed to do. You're a prize to him. You're doing brilliantly. If he stops doing these things and it starts to feel weird to you, your mentality should be, "This doesn't feel right to me. I'm a woman who needs a certain amount of contact, and maybe we're not on the same page." Or even better, if you're dating other men, he'd simply get lost in the shuffle, since there'd be so many other men who are contacting you and asking you out. So it's the way you respond to the way he acts. You're the prize, and you don't have to do anything to make him feel it except respond as a woman who knows she's a prize would respond. When you're leaning back, you can watch him a little more dispassionately. This puts you in a place of power. The right man for you will want to be with you with absolutely no prodding or convincing from you. If you can get it into every cell of your body that the right man for you will treat you like a prize and do anything to be with you, you just wouldn't accept anything less. The number one thing you should be looking for in a man is that his energy is coming towards you. So attracting the right man for you should feel completely effortless. I'm here to show you that you already are a prize. You have what it takes to draw men in and inspire them to give you all the love, affection, attention, and commitment you want and deserve. If this is hard for you to believe, you're not alone. I used to feel like the opposite of a prize until I learned how to stop blocking love and great men from coming towards me. Many of my clients have had similar experiences. No one comes to me feeling like they could have any man they wanted at first. But once they start experiencing what it's like to be in the center of all these amazing men who want to be with them, everything shifts and they start to realize what a prize they really are. This is where I want you to be. Feeling like you're a true prize and surrounded by men who are pursuing you and trying to win you over. Here's a quick way to start getting comfortable with this idea. Start by imagining what being a true prize would really feel like. Imagine yourself on a pedestal instead of a man. You're a total goddess radiating beauty and light just by being who you are. Imagine that there are hundreds of men around you. They're looking up at you, trying to get your attention, trying to get close to you and love you. Notice how that feels. It's a very different feeling than trying to get one man to give you his attention and love, isn't it? This is the feeling you want to get into every cell of your body.